Coach, as you're getting ready to play football, there's a bigger story surrounding the whole thing, and that is the loss of Donnell Robertson, who died a little while ago, and that's certainly a big loss for the team and the school community as well. How are you as a football team moving forward?
You know, we're trying to remember Donnell in a lot of different ways. We have some special helmet stickers we have that everybody on the team is wearing. We have put together a memorial rock with a plaque that every player is going to touch when they come out on the field. And then just talking about his legacy and reminding kids about the importance of taking advantage of each day. And it kind of helps us to remember that we're all mortal here and that tomorrow is not promised and that we really should take advantage of each day. And Donnell was an exceptional athlete. Had a great work ethic. He was very strong in the weight room. He holds all of our weight room records. So it's just a legacy that he was able to leave for us to be inspired by him each day. The kids grew up with him, and a lot of them went to school with him their whole lives. So it's a very difficult situation. The best thing we can do now is to honor him by treating each other right, loving each other, and taking every day like it's our last day.
What have you learned, Tom, as a coach about leading young people through this kind of grief process? I know you're not doing it alone, but you're their coach.
Yeah, I've learned a ton, just that X's and O's and physical things go a long way, and as a coach we tend to focus on those things, but the character development and the team building that comes from a situation like this is just it plays a huge role, and I think I used to underestimate the power of leadership training and character development, and it's something that we've really focused on. And going through a situation like this helps our guys to also see the importance of it.
Tom Hess is our guest as we preview the upcoming high school football season. He coaches the Rantoul Eagles, and they're starting their second season under him coming up next week. Well, one thing of note, Tom, is your numbers in the program are up. How have you recruited more guys?
Well, you know, it started last year with just we made a recruiting letter. I got a scholarship letter that the University of Illinois uses, and I kind of changed the wording a little bit. And so every kid got a scholarship offer, which, you know, only includes free tuition and books and everything that we're allowed to give as a football program that's legal, permitted by the IHSA. But they got a paper letter like that. We had a meeting where they could sign up. They got a T-shirt for saying that they wanted to play, even though a lot of them didn't follow through. But that T-shirt said, "I am Rantoul Football." So it's just the beginning of them taking ownership of the football program, because it's been so bad in the past that we wanted to change that. And the first way we got to change it is that we all have to take ownership of it. So if it's bad, it's because of us. And so whatever it was in the past, we have to own it right now and change it for what we want it to be. So all the kids have shirts that say, "I am Rantoul Football," and it's one of our slogans for taking ownership of it.
Does that mean you have put more leadership responsibility on your players?
Oh, definitely. You know, last year, also, we struggled with leadership, and we failed in that way. And so the off season has been a priority to develop leadership training. So we implemented the leadership training program, and anybody who wanted to be a captain had to go through leadership training. So we had quite a few guys that have been through leadership training. It was a four-week course. That we met, and we offered it once in the morning and once after school so that everybody had an opportunity to go through it. And so it's just focusing on leadership and character development, and that has been huge for the leadership aspect. And, you know, when you have good leaders, then they're able to help solidify the program and make it their own and get more kids involved. And the more that it's grown and the more activities we've done, the more positive things that we've done, the more kids want to be a part of that.
Tom Hess is the head coach of the Rantoul football program at Rantoul High School. I wonder if you feel at times like a member of the Big Ten football East Division. If things improve, you still have to play the Ohio States and the Michigans and the Penn States, which would be the Unities and the St. Joe's or the BCCs over in Bloomington. Do you have much conversation about it? Because you've got some historically juggernaut programs on your schedule.
Yeah, we definitely talk about it. But, you know, for all us, it's about us. It's about us being disciplined. It's about us being focused. It's about us working hard. It's about us developing as people, as young men, as athletes. And less about the other teams. We know that there's some tremendous opponents out there for us. But we also know that, you know, focusing on them doesn't help us. So if we can be our own best selves, that's all we can really do. And if we are our own best selves, we got a chance to win some games. But more importantly, you know, we got a chance to really develop young men.
Tom Hess from Rantoul High School, really appreciate your time. All the best to you in the 2018 season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.